Senator Isaacson says he wants to see the findings of an inspector general's report ordered on allegations raised in Phoenix before deciding whether he will demand Shinseki resign.
But it needs to be a comprehensive evaluation across the VA healthcare system, not just the Phoenix, Arizona case or the Colorado case. And I'm supporting the expediting of that report so we get answers and facts and let the chips fall where they may and heads should roll if, in fact, we find out that the allegations that have been made are true.
Last year, Isaacson was one of the members of Georgia's congressional delegation who raised concerns and led a hearing with VA officials in Atlanta. The hearing came after an internal audit linking three deaths to mismanagement in the Atlanta VA's mental health programs. Since that time, a new director has been hired, and Isaacson says things at the center have improved.
From what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, they are.
Meanwhile, Georgia Democratic Congressman David Scott has been calling for Shinseki's resignation since last year. In an NPR interview Wednesday, Shinseki said if the Phoenix allegations are true, the VA will take swift and appropriate action. And this was his response when asked whether he should resign if the alleged deaths in Arizona are substantiated.
Well, let's see what the Inspector General comes back with in substantiation. For 5 years now in this job, have focused on making sure veterans are well cared for, they have access, and they receive high quality health care, and also that we take care of their needs.
After federal inspectors discovered employees at a Colorado VA clinic falsified scheduling records, Shinseki said he has also requested a system-wide look at scheduling. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.